Okay, this is May 1st, 2015 at the retreat at Bethel Horizons, and we're going to interview Randy Converse. And so Randy, how long have you been going to Prairie and what would you like to share?
Okay. I have been involved with Prairie since I think 1991, which would be what, 9 and 15, about 24 years. Before we walked in the door, I was a teacher at a daycare operation that was involved with Prairie. And in my travels in the daycare center, I saw the bulletin board and said, oh, this is an interesting organization. Maybe we should get involved with it. And at that time, Kathy and I had no real outside social activities, and Tara was with us at that point. And I thought it would be a great way to have a social involvement and something that was politically and religiously and ethically consistent with our beliefs. So it kind of blended the social with the ethical.
How old was Tara at that point?
Tara was, I'm guessing, not quite 10. She was born in 82, so not quite 10 years old. And so we had her involved in RE right away, and she enjoyed it and made a lot of good friends. Let's see, I don't want to add anything more to that. No, that's basically how we did it. It was sort of happenstance. It was just a nice fluke that ended up being a very memorable world for us. Let's see, what have I done in Prairie? I have been involved with teaching RE since day one, I think, practically. I was RE director for about 5 years. I sort of been involved with finance committee on and off, sort of like the details that they didn't have time to do, I would do for the committee. Right now I'm co-chair with Jim Lynn with Housing and Property. I've done a few lay ministries, some on health, some on Tai Chi. I think that's in a nutshell what I've been doing in terms of my involvements. Most treasured memories. Well, I guess I think early on I really valued the balance between community, people coming in, and people in the congregation doing things. I thought that was a great mix. And being a humanist at heart, or as my brother would call, a naturalist. My brother is very involved in naturalist philosophy, so that's a larger entity than humanism. So I consider myself philosophically in that camp. So that blend was really good for me. But I think George Calden's humor and Andy Summers' humor was the two individuals that I just I laughed the whole time that they were up on the stage. So that was just quickly thinking that was in my mind. Most momentous events, I think, not so much the outside world, but I think what has made me feel torn, confused, feeling the impact is the Fitchburg experience and the ministerial needs and lack of it as over the years. I think we have an interesting mix now of a part-time minister. I think that meets the needs of the folks who like that presence. So I think that's good, but I think that impinges on us in a way that is ongoing and evolving.
You want to expand then?
For me, being conservative financially, I think it's a big commitment for us to have a minister. And I just hope that we accept that commitment without the stresses that we feel now. I think it's hard for us to meet the budget. This is just my opinion, to meet the budget easily with that major commitment for the organization financially. I think as an organization, it's a nice piece to have, but I'm still not sure we have the financial wherewithal to really maintain it in a way that's comfortable for us. Mm-hmm. And I would like us to maintain what we want without the stress of the finances. And I think, and for me, that's real hard. And the Fitchburg property did that to us. We couldn't form, as I see it, saw it, it was a very difficult thing for us to finance, and that created some stresses on me, and I in the larger congregation too. And I just don't want us to see us stressed out financially, because it's too much. I enjoy the social involvement too much to have that get me stressed and the community stressed out. So that the internals impingements. I don't think of the outside world. I guess right. I look at prayer as a community, and those things affected us internally. Mm-hmm. So anything else I wanted to add?
Let's see, you mentioned Tara, but you also brought Malianne along.
Oh, you're right. Malianne came along.
I remember her babe in arms.
Yeah. Kathy one day said, I think we've got enough love in our hearts for another individual. So Malianne came into our lives and very quickly got involved in Prairie. I think to add a little bit to that, Prairie has always been a major part of our lives. And in terms of the kids, anything else that they had to do, Prairie had first shot. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't soccer, basketball, movies, dance, whatever. Prairie came first, and then everything else came second. And Kathy and I have always been comfortable with that, mm-hmm. as in terms of what was important for us and our children.
And your kids certainly had lots of other activities.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was, but I think Tara and Malianne being who they are, they realized that they were getting a lot out of it. And it wasn't a major effort to say, okay, Sundays is Prairie time. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was easy for us as parents. And just to repeat myself, I think it wasn't a major stress for them, because they would have told us. And they very much enjoyed their time at Prairie. So,
anything else you want to throw in?
Let's see. That last little tidbit I threw in, I can't think of anything. No, I think I'm okay.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for asking me.
Thank you for being the test case here.
I'm glad. Ironically, I probably wouldn't have shown up. I said, just happened to be walking by the door.
Yes.
So.
It's like...
Made my evening. Thank you.
Randy.
Yes, you too can spout off.
Yeah, that was very good. Clean Thank off. You.
Probably should have had you talking about social action.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, you know, I got to get used to that thing, Bob. I'm not good thinking on my feet when I'm in public.
Yes.